Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. It's been close to a year since we've had you on the show, Matthew. Here on the Genesis Network, we're back after about 12, 13 months. We were away at RBN for a while. Glad to be back. We're here over 13 years. Started February 5th, 2005. And, of course, we now have rebroadcast our show as a podcast over Revolution Radio. And then just starting also rebroadcasting it over on Red State Talk Radio, and I'm going to be doing a show on the weekend. I've also been doing for about 9 years now a live stream where we have a premium channel. We podcast all our shows through Deagle Network pretty well everywhere. YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Patreon, Spreaker, Daily Motion, BitChute, and our premium Vimeo channel, so we get a lot of messages out to people. All of the shows and podcasts are all free. You can basically access everything. You can cross-index through our site at Deagle Network. And it's great to have you back, Matthew. You just got your website up. You're now in northern Arizona, and you're going to be going to the University of Northern Arizona doing a kind of a journalism course after all your other training. You speak multiple languages, and you have skill sets and a lot of very important and esoteric but important areas. I'd like you to talk about your new website, which is MatthewDeagleAstrology.com. Now, people have to understand, when we had the Sting of the Scorpion talk with Dr. Jonathan Gray, the fact is astrology is something that's not esoteric because, in a sense, it was actually incorporated in the Bible to talk about not only the gospel, but also the interpretation.
There's lots of different kinds of astrology out there. Most of them are kind of iffy. They're partially accurate. The kind that I do is scientific, and it's accurate.
Right, and I can explain it because you offer a number of services that are very unusual. But for example, one of the things that I've talked about to people, and we had our people on Reverse Speech with David John Oates, but the type of mathematical astrology you do...
Well, yeah, a lot of what it has to do with, like you talk about that, it has to do a lot with the collective unconscious, so symbols, right?
Yeah, I'd like you to kind of get into that, because people have to know that the universe we live in is actually a hologram, and there's a mathematical symbology to that hologram.
We don't even have to get into that. I can be more simple about it, is that the universe... The universe is guided, really, by a universal consciousness, which we call the unconscious, right, or the mind of God, angels, whatever you want to call that. And that level of consciousness thinks in symbols, so in, like, geometric forms, patterns, and connections between things.
Yeah, so talk about that, because, that's
connections
important.
Connections are absolute reality, right? So it's not based on belief that some god is sending down some power to you or whatever, like the Babylonians. It's just based on observation of how events connect to each other according to their meaning. So my website, MatthewDeagleAstrology.com, that's M-A-T-T-H-E-W with two T's. I just set it up, so it's not totally refined yet. I just set it up recently as a new WordPress. I had an old website before But you can check it out if you want. I have my services on there, as well as a little bit of information. I'm going to add more information soon. But I'll discuss my services later. The main thing I want to get into right now is the basis of the astrology. When people think of astrology, they think of like fortune telling, that sort of thing. This isn't so much that. It's more about the character of the time based on correspondences. So like date and time, arrangement of planets in the unconscious. So how the consciousness unconsciously or spiritually connects things to each other meaningfully.
Right. In other words, what you're saying is that the physical universe is projected by a collective consciousness at a higher level of being, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm basically saying that this is like the language of symbols that supersedes verbal language, right? It's the more universal level that language is based on, of logic and symbols. It's kind of the mind of God, you might think of it like that. So it's more like... It's more based on understanding the language of God, you might say, as opposed to believing that some kind of divine being like Marduk or whatever, like the ancient Babylonians version discussed. It's not based on that.
But, one thing I want to throw out as a point of discussion is, if you look at the Gematria, for example, the actual symbolological pictures of the Hebrew alphabet, the Gematria uses this mathematical principles to actually discuss the fact that everything is based on math and principles of the sacred various different relationships between numbers.
Yeah, everything has a meaning. The main thing about this, my website, the subtitle here, if you go to my website, MatthewDeagleAstrology.com, that's just MatthewDeagle, same as Dr. Bill, Astrology.com. The subtitle is The Absolute Meaning of Life, because it's actually just based on the absolute meaning of things, which you can determine based on logic and symbols.
Right.
Well, so believe it or not, you know, we have our subjective interpretation of things, but there's actually an objective level of meaning where things mean a certain thing in the context of the universe. They have a certain cosmic meaning. This is how you can get things like astrology and numerology and things like that. Now, most of the astrology and numerology going on in the world is kind of inaccurate. There's various corrupted versions of it and lots of different techniques. A lot of it depends on intuition. My system is refined and scientific, so it's based on observations and deductions. It's not just based on beliefs. I actually went in and tested different theories and tested different hypotheses and got what I find to be accurate, which is that people born at certain times, for example, their name, believe it or not, is somehow unconsciously inspired to the parents. And so your name can be connected to the time you're born. If you have the exact minute or second you're born, even better if it's the second, that gives you a certain division of the zodiac rising, which then corresponds to your name. Everything is actually organized like this as a big functioning organism, like a living consciousness in the unconscious. And that's one aspect of it, is that actually your name has a certain meaning that affects your character, that represents who you are, gives you an idea of your place in society, and kind of your mission from God, you might say, as you're being created as a divine being. At that moment that you're conceived and born.
Let me give you a side word on that. Yeah. For example, in the book of Revelation, it talks about the white stone with your name in four Hebrew letters. It's a similar thing. It's basically like a calling code to the memory of who you are as a individual I am in a collective being. Because we always think of ourselves is separate, but in fact we're actually part of a collective organism, which is all collective consciousness.
Yeah. We're all part of a larger whole of people and life forms and the universe in general. Right. And what we are is not just an aspect of ourselves, but it's related to what we're similar to. So astrology and numerology is all based on how things are similar to each other in a symbolic way that kind of makes them a community. Adding to the same value are going to have a kind of community with each other. Like, for example, you and me, our names add to five, so we're similar to each other in some ways. We have that same basic five or mercurial type of character. That's what it's called traditionally.
Let me throw something out there, because we've had other discussions when you've done the show before, Matt. You've done analysis of things like criminology. For example, the shootings that happened in these schools and the false flag.
Oh, yeah, there's also a lot
And so that you can use both your sociological analysis along with the mathematics to even predictively analyze what is not only happening, but what's next.
I'm not going to too much, but my astrology and numerology is way beyond most of the stuff you're going to find out there. The only even comparable things I know of are some obscure forms used in India.
Right. See, in other words, your mathematical astrology is not like people that just go online and say, I want an astrologer. This is not the same. You're dealing with something
that is far more advanced, a lot more mathematical. It's, I mean, a lot of these astrology systems, they don't have a mathematics for determining what something means. And I've actually developed that. I've developed a new system of mathematics and logic that gives you the meaning of things in terms of their logical forms.
Right. So you can use this for corporate help, for baby names, for forensic evaluation of terrorism or what next events are going to happen, world events, etc. In other words, this can be used as a corporate advice, a baby naming technology, or a decision of what choices you have to make. Right?
Yep.
We'll be back in a moment with Matthew Justin Deagle, my oldest son, and his amazing mathematical analysis. Welcome back. So, Matthew, I'd like you to kind of discuss one of the top things you provide is natal analysis. This is not only like birth name, but also, in a sense, a trajectory through life. People need to understand that what's going on, whether it's a nation, which is a collective of people in a specific national group, have a collective intelligence, but all humanity, not only in the present, but also into the past and future, have a collective, you can call superconscious. And whether it's the behavior of a nation or the sins of a nation or the projection of the future life of a nation or a people, there's a collective consciousness that allows that to occur either good or bad. And
a whole lot of stuff depends on the collective culture. Because basically what a culture does is a culture, if it's good, preserves the good and the true and excludes the bad and the false. But if the culture degenerates, it starts to permit the false and the bad, and to exclude, even to exclude the good, to ban the good. Like we see a lot of people, like in the UK right now, they're banning free speech in a lot of realms because they think it's racist or something like that.
Right.
Even on the other hand, they're permitting a lot of bad stuff to happen, like that sex trafficking ring going on with those Pakistanis.
Right.
So that's degeneration, right? That's where most of the bad stuff happens. All the conspiracies, everything kind of derives from the culture and its morality going downhill.
Yeah.
And that is related to symbols, just like astrology is. And in fact, that's what the meaning of the number 666 is in the Bible, is that it means the anti-logos, or the anti-power of the cosmos. So the cosmos, creation, has a kind of force that excludes and expels the bad and the false and preserves and protects the good. But if on the other end of that, right, the opposite of that, that which is expelled is the 666. It's the state of things solidifying and creating as degeneration that cannot survive.
Right. In other words, it's basically it's the I only instead of the I we. In other words, there's a loss of the collective.
It's not just individual; it's collective. Like Jonestown, right? That was 666.
Right.
That was a very good example right there. Jim Jones was an antichrist.
Well, now, if you look at what's going on in America right now, and a lot of people know that the Democratic Party has gone so far left now, it doesn't even make sense. Even make statements that that Hillary and Bill Clinton made previously, or Barack Obama 10 years ago, nowadays is considered anathema. You couldn't discuss that. And some of the things happening in our culture are beyond logical consistency or sanity. And some of these, if people have to understand,
it's one of these symbols that shows up in astrology. All this stuff, astrology, numerology that I do is based on, as I said, it's based on logic and math. I actually have a mathematical system, and it's actually a relatively hard science compared to like a lot of psychology, you know, a lot of iffy psychology. It's much more mathematical. So I can calculate the meaning of something based on the time that it happens. For example, there's an association between the two, or a word, right? A word that's used to describe something has a certain meaning based on its sound. But this is all just according to a mathematical formula like you would use in, you know, it's very predictive. It's not, doesn't require a whole lot of intuition. Like most astrology that people do has a lot of intuition involved.
Right.
Mine is not so much based on intuition as on calculation, so it's much more objective.
Right, so in other words, it's like idea stereochemistry. Linus Pauling was the master of stereochemistry, which is the basis of discovering DNA. What you've discovered is a mathematical formula for idea and symbological stereochemistry, is what you're saying.
Yeah, essentially it's like the building blocks of meaning. So meaning is based on logic, and logic has all these correspondences where things are similar to each other unless they have a common factor. That's how it all works. So if you have a name with a certain value, that name gives you an idea of your basic character and place in society. And in fact, one of my services, if I do have the full natal analysis, which is a bit more accurate, includes more information, gives you a breakdown of your basic character tendencies, and essentially your destiny based on your birth. And now, people are not totally subject to destiny, right? But destiny is the idea that there's a certain pattern and mission kind of set there in place when you're born, associated with your name and the time you're born. And location, date, all that stuff has a symbolic meaning. That's why we see a lot of, like you were saying, events occur or recur on anniversaries of previous similar events, like copycat crimes. That's collective unconscious as well. You see a lot of symbolism in events like that, like the Bataclan attack, Aurora cinema shooting with James Holmes, etc. A lot of stuff is connected. And in fact, the characters involved are often similar to each other as well. But the basic idea is you are born at a certain time, you have a certain name, and those two things correspond as a rule. If you have your birth time to the minute, then I will generally find that the part of the zodiac rising actually corresponds to your name. And that corresponds to a certain color and a certain personality type and a certain destiny, really, a certain place in society.
Yeah, tell us how you'd use that analysis for... I'll give you a venue of a couple things. Let's say you're a corporation and you're making a corporate decision. Or you're a government. Let's say you somehow could get into the White House, advise Trump on his current policies. How would you use this technology to help?
Well, it depends on the individual, right? It depends on what's lucky for the individual, you might say. Because the individual is going to have more support from collective behavior on dates, for example, that sum to the same number as their birth date, or even similar astrological configurations, that sort of thing. There's all sorts of different factors involved. I don't have that kind of astrology service offered yet. I'm probably going to add it later. For right now, I'm just sticking with some more basic stuff. Natal analysis, which is where you have to give your birth time, your full birth name, and a location. And then I can use that to determine your basic character and some information about your destiny based on your birth. And by destiny, I mean it's essentially just your character. What kind of character you have established at birth determines your destiny. This is how, because it determines your thinking. And your thinking is then what causes your destiny to unfold. So it's actually, you still have free will, but it's that your thinking is affected by and channeled by this character. So how you think, in other words, is affected by your birth time and your birth name.
Right. In other words, there's rails upon which your thinking has some variability, but those rails determine the range of the possibilities within that thinking range.
Now, you're generally going to tend to have a certain pattern of thinking and a certain tendency in life.
Yeah. How would you look at that in terms of, like, nation states? Like, I know you don't have the service yet, but, for example, you could use this for a corporation or a nation. For example, it's obvious to me that Donald Trump is kind of floundering a bit, and he needs some proper advice, not only proper intel advice, but maybe an analysis that gives him a better idea of what's really going on in the collective consciousness of the nation and the world. And he seems to be ignorant of those states. When we come back, we'll talk about all these other amazing things. Natal analysis, name analysis, this is mathematical, psychological, and behavioral.
I tried other.
Welcome back. So, Matthew, can you give some examples of how you do this? Because what you're doing is quite different than anybody if they go on the Internet and your services that you provide. Tell us a little bit more about what this means and how it applies.
Well, it's related to a lot of traditional astrology and stuff like that, because that's kind of a more unrefined or proto-scientific version of the same thing. This is a more scientific and mathematical version of astrology. It's more precise and objective. And it gives you a lot of information just as a holistic symbol about a person or an event. Basically, it's all related to how where language comes from. Language is our representation, kind of simpler and crude representation of the symbolic language of the universe, or the language of the cosmos. So the cosmos, or the universal order, has a certain logical language of symbolic relationships. That means that that everything is related to everything else, and that things that are similar to each other have a common factor, which is a certain symbol. Right, they fit into a certain category together. So these things kind of occur at the same time based on the way that the unconscious times things in human behavior, births, and that sort of thing. It's basically with regard to, like, names, for example, and words. You can take a name or a word from any language, and you can look at the sound of it, and you can get essentially what its general symbolic meaning is from that sound. And then that gives you an idea of what the meaning is in a more specific sense. So, look at also the spelling of a word. A word also has a spelling, and that has a different number that it adds up to that gives it a certain disposition.
Now, you're a linguist. You speak a number of languages. Can you apply this to different languages, too, like Arabic, which you speak, and German, and Japanese, and Chinese? Can you use this symbological technology and mathematics to multiple languages?
Yes, you can use the exact same thing to analyze the meaning of words in any language, especially the more logical and consistent languages like German. But pretty much any language and any name in any language will have the same basic value based on its sound. That's part of what this is that things have a universal meaning, like certain animals, plants. Everything has a certain meaning. You see, it's a symbol. Everything in the universe is a symbol, which thus has a certain absolute meaning. You might say in the mind of God, it's a certain word. And that's what's kind of going on with when you're born. Your name represents you as a whole, and it gives you an idea of what your context is in society based on the number of your name as well as the meaning.
Yeah, which is interesting. And I may also explain some of the analysis of biblical text. It talks about the number of the name and all these other things, whether it's the mark of the beast system or the number of the so-called
or the Antichrist. It's not just because the ancient Greeks used to use letters as numbers. It's actually a lot more than that. It's that every word has a certain number associated with it.
It also has an idea related to the gematria of the Hebrew alphabet, for example, is very good, and then analogous mathematics of what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, it's the exact same thing in terms of spelling, right? That's the spelling aspect of it. The sound aspect gives you the actual meaning, because language is mainly sound. The spelling gives you the cultural context of it. But believe it or not, there's actually something deterministic going on there where you can find certain words, for example, add to 666 and give the meaning of something which contains contradiction and is inviable or is going to die, that's destructive, or it's going to kill. And that's essentially what 666 means. That's what's going on with all this Zuckerberg stuff with Facebook, the mass surveillance, everything. That's part of the 666. Because it's a means by which the good and the true can be banned and the false can be permitted.
Yeah, he was recruited from Harvard by DARPA, and we know we're looking at the surface now, and we see the questions that are asked and the lies that are given by him, like he supposedly said they contacted Diamond and Silk. We know that there's a symbological analysis. I think your services could be expanded to advise corporations, governments, groups of people, even specialty people, even the ways they investigate things like the cause of different illnesses and the geopolitical solutions to things like how to stop a particular thing like earthquakes, volcanoes, and superstorms. There's a mathematical symbology to this, isn't there?
Well, there's a symbolic meaning associated with everything, and it's a strong influence on all human behavior. So people think that these decisions are all made rationally, but a lot of it is made irrationally as a collective, as kind of an irreducible whole. Now, in terms of my website, the MatthewDeagleAstrology.com, that's my first name, M-A-T-T with two T's, Matthew Deagle, D-E-A-G-L-E, astrology.com. I offer a natal analysis, which is your complete birth chart, and your provides your birth chart attached as a PDF, gives the number and meaning of your name, as well as recommendations based on this information, such as when to plan important events and what sort of psychological tendencies you have. Now, you have to, for this service, you need your full birth name, birth time, and birth location. If you don't have that, you can just do a name analysis. Now, that's $222. Name analysis is half that, $111. That is, if you are unable to obtain your birth name or your birth time, date, and location, but only your name, then you get, or the name of the person you're interested in analyzing, then you can simply provide the name without the birth time, and I can perform a calculation just on the name to give you the idea, a basic idea of the character of the person and the meaning of the name.
Now, by location, you're talking about GPS coordinates or city location, and then you can look it up.
It's pretty much just the city you're born in, right? So what I need to do the full natal analysis, which is $222, that is, I need your full birth time, your birth time to the nearest possible unit. So to the minute is good, the second, if possible, is very rare. But I need, like, your birth time to at least roughly, maybe within 10 minutes or 15 minutes.
Yeah, I want to throw a couple of statements here.
Your location is just going to be the city you were born in or the town.
Yeah, it's not a GPS port.
Yeah, and then the thing is, I need the full birth name, right? So not your nickname, not whatever you were named afterwards, but the name you were given at birth is the one that's significant.
Right, in case it was changed.
So if you don't, if it was changed, that is not the original name.
Now, one of the things that's interesting...
That also has a meaning, though, so maybe I'll offer a nickname.
Let me throw something...
You can put that in, but it's not going to have the same fundamental meaning to you.
Now, you know the ancients had technology. Talk about the ancient peoples going back tens of thousands of years ago. They talked about using energy technology from crystals and so on. In fact, we've had ancient archaeologists on, like Jonathan Gray, talk about this, that there are ancient caves and underground cities all over the world They're actually lit by these sacred stones, and they're the issues of things like ley lines and lines that actually intersect across the world for sacred sites is very real. And people need to know there are also places where there even the native people not to put villages or populations there. I know this in Colorado. There are places where along the various rivers in Colorado, they were told, you know, they knew it would go bad juju, places where they were not supposed to do populations or cities there. I believe that because we don't kind of understand the higher psychological and polydimensional architecture of reality, and people think that they can use their, quote, straightforward, their own eyes, ears, and logic, or their emotions to analyze it, and they need to analyze it cold, like a mathematical analysis to actually figure out what's really happening, like these serial false flag school shootings, or the movements toward war, or trade wars, or whatever. I'm sure your process could help a lot with it, analyzing what's really happening and how to make the right decisions. So, Matthew, what you're doing is actually not really like the typical astrology people read in their newspaper or get a book on it or whatever. You're doing something that's much more advanced than that. I know you use the term astrology, but there's a lot more to what you're doing.
It's not a horoscope or anything like that. It's a lot more advanced, a lot more precise, and it's mathematical. So, I mean, what I mean by that is that the meaning of it is not just intuitive. It's based on a formula, so you can get a basic idea, you interpret from there, but the general meaning is...
Could this be put into a...
The general meaning is determined by the facts, so it's something that you can just do your... You can look at yourself, and if you know how to do it.
Now you have, of course, the formulas and so on. If you had your private formulas in a supercomputer, could you replicate this to actually put in tons of data and have it analyzed like world events or financial decisions or stock markets? Or, in other words, stock market behavior, psychology, I call it, and collective behavior. And we know they have automated stock trader machine.
It's an interesting idea. I mean, technically, they could apply this to all sorts of stuff, right?
Right.
On my website, I just give the services here of a natal analysis, giving you MatthewDeagleAstrology.com is my website. That's MATTHEW with two T's, DEAGLE, astrology.com. And I offer a natal analysis, which is where you put your birth time, your birth name, and your location of birth, so the town, city you were born in. And I can find out from that your basic character and destiny. So your basic character type, the number, color, and so forth of your name. If you do not know your birth time and your to the exact minute or within 10 minutes or so, then what you can do is you can instead just do a name analysis of yourself or a loved one or somebody else you're interested in, and that is half the price. The natal analysis is $222. The name analysis is $111. So that does not include the astrology. That is just your name based on linguistics.
I'm going to ask you a simple question. I'm willing to bet that you actually, because you know I was born at 1205 at Providence Hospital on the outskirts of Detroit, Michigan, that you probably have done an analysis of my destiny analysis, too. Obviously, I've got an interesting position here as a retired doctor consultant now.
Into that in a second. I wanted to discuss the other services I have here first, which is that besides the natal and name analysis, I have a horary analysis, which is $77.
Right.
And what you do for that one is you have to record the very moment, like to the second, preferably, or at least the minute of the time that the question pops into your head. If you can do that, if you can record the time the question pops into your head, then I can provide you with some kind of idea of what the actual answer is based on what the unconscious configuration was at the time.
So well, that's really cool. So in other words, it's like the discovery of the telephone. We know that there's some symbological coherence. So the telephone people applying for the patent were often minutes apart, not months or years apart. So that, in other words, the collective consciousness was projecting to more than one inventor. So it's a similar process going on you're talking about.
I'm saying that when you ask a question, when the inspiration comes into your mind from your subconscious, it's related to how the unconscious, right, the logical and whole level of things, has timed everything. So that will actually give you an idea based on astrology. It's called Hoary astrology or Hour astrology, of what the answer to the question might be. It gives you some indication of the nature of the question and the answer. So if you can do that, if you can record the time the question comes, then I can give you some idea from it. Otherwise, it's possible for me to record the time I received the question, although I haven't tested this method as much. The method I've tested that works is you record the time the question comes to mind. Now, that's $77, right, for the Hoary question.
Right. So in other words, if they could be an inventor or a corporate person asking a question, you can do an analysis and give them some ideas of what kinds of a sphere that the answer may be found, is what you're saying.
Yes. For all sorts of things, whatever. I can give you an idea of the indication from your unconscious the time you ask the question. And if you're just interested in supporting my work, my research, you know, the meaning of symbols and the meaning of life, which is what this is all about. This is about the meaning of life determined by logic and the unconscious. Then you can just donate to me on my website there, $22 donation. For each donation.
Yeah, now I'd like to see your research spread further because you've provided some pretty neat services. You have a baby book coming out, I think, in the next 30 to 60 days that's going to be available for people to buy as an e-book. Can you talk about that for a moment as to what that is?
Yes. This is actually my, I'm writing a book right now about, with a list of the number values of names already calculated by me. And then what you can do is, it's a little bit more difficult for maybe for the individual to do, but I want to at least have a book that gives you chapters on each different character type and each different number. So every different character type corresponds to a certain number. And that will then, if you name your baby a certain name, give you an idea about your baby's destiny. So it might help you choose a name as well, but honestly the name is chosen when you have a feeling that something is right, and that comes from the unconscious. So what generally will happen is you will feel like a name is right and choose a name for your baby, and then I can, that's part of the name analysis as well, by the way. The name analysis can also be used for babies. If you don't know their birth time yet, obviously they aren't born. If they're already born, you can do the natal analysis if you have
right.
the time. But if
yeah.
they're not born yet, I can do the name analysis for half the price. And the name analysis is where I'll tell you basic things about their character just based on the name.
Right.
Now, you want to do this, however, usually once you're totally decided upon the name. So generally after the baby's born.
So that process of deciding, giving a good example, Kelsey, your youngest sister, has Down syndrome. She's 25 now as of March 25th. The way she was named, Michelle named her because she wanted the name Kelsey, but she actually changed to C because she was born by the sea. And we liked the name Maria. She didn't know why she liked it. So with each of you, including yourself, your second oldest brother, and your younger brother, what I would do is actually just try to go to sleep and pray and say, I want to see if in the dream the baby would come to me and tell me if that's the right name. So Michelle named Kelsey, but in the dream, Kelsey as a little girl came to me and said, yes, this is my name. So in other words, there's a level of consciousness.
Yeah, however it happens, you know, and after a dream or just you just feel like it's the right name, that's the
you just have a knowing.
That's the unconscious, which is all-knowing. It's the unconscious, the spiritual level that can tell you that tells, that gives you a feeling of reinforcement that something is right. So then
right.
you choose the name based on that, and the name then has to have a certain correspondence to the character of the baby.
So yeah, that's pretty neat, isn't it? That's very neat. Yeah. So that service is already available.
It determines their general character and destiny. And if you have the ideally, you can do a natal analysis on a baby, and that will give you, it'll give you lots of ideas for future education, athletics, whatever. Plenty.
Now the nice thing about your book, though, is nobody else has done anything like this in human history.
No.
Nobody's actually done a mathematical analysis.
No.
A baby book like this that gives you the specific.
Not recently, maybe before, because a long time ago, I don't know, this or whatever. But this stuff has all been kind of degraded over time, even since ancient Greece.
Right. And of course, there was a lot of perversion of it because not only the Greeks, the Babylonians kind of.
Superstition and involvement in pagan religion, all that sort of stuff. When it's not fundamentally that, it's kind of like a cargo cult, right? So they took something which was scientific, it seems like, originally, and then they turned it into something which was partially not scientific and partially, which is, this is not, but my system is not based on.
So here's your form of it's like if you talk about quantum physicists looking at quarks and small elemental particles, you look at the elemental particles of reality and analyze it mathematically.
It's not that theoretical, though. It's much more empirical. So it's based on observation what the results are.
Yeah, but there's a formula and a procedure that you use.
It's a formula which is tested by experiment.
Amazing. Thank you for an amazing interview, Matthew. And again, those website is MatthewDeagleAstrology.com. Do check it out. Check out his blog. He'll be back on every couple of weeks. We'll be doing some video podcasts as well. Again, our world is a hologram. If you want to understand it, you need to understand the superconsciousness in reality.
Individuals and business.
Prove your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.